Hey entrepreneurs, today episode we have a special guest joining us today and going to share some light into the music culture. So Shauna, welcome Shauna. We would like to start off with you telling us a bit about what you do.
Hi, I'm Shauna. About a couple of months now, I just started recording music. So I will say that I'm a recording artist, a rapper, whatever you want to call me.
Okay, and how that's going for you so far?
So far, I would say, coming along, I guess. I just gotta be real patient. Like, I'm seeing a little bit of progress, just little by little, but I just gotta keep putting in work, you know, to really see the full effect.
Yeah, would you say it's complicated, or would you say it's like it's a process, it's you growing while you're learning?
Right, I'm growing while I'm learning. It's not really complicated, it's just a little time consuming. You gotta put a lot of time into it.
So I want to start off with the first question would be like, what's the inspiration for the song that come closer? What's the inspiration for the song Come Closer? Which is a new single, y'all.
Yes, I did drop Come Closer today. The inspiration behind that was, I was having writer's block, actually. Like, I was having a hard time writing.
Yes, I wanted to get
into it. And I just couldn't come up with it, and I was getting frustrated with myself. So I'm like, yo, I just want to get just a little closer to something, like to one goal that I have, just closer. Like, and then I was listening to beats at the same time too. So I just kind of like fused that together, how I was feeling at that moment.
Okay. So when you listen to music, you get inspired. So do you write your music first, or do you, listen to a beat and then be like, yeah, this is the one, let me write to this?
No, yeah, I gotta hear a beat first and then I can write to it. Okay. It's kind of crazy because I don't even know how to, like, just the other day I tried to like go in the studio and really like just freestyle. It's hard for me to do that. Like, I have to sit and write first.
Okay, so you are working on freestyling though? Like, you're working on learning how to freestyle?
No, yeah, definitely, because I feel like I get a better, like, I get rawness when I just freestyle it. Like, you know, I'm not overthinking what I'm saying, I'm just saying it. So I definitely want to learn, like, keep practicing on freestyling.
Okay, cool. So what are some of your goals when you become the rapper?
Well, one big goal I have is to I really want to take, like, my mom to an award show, like, my family. Mm-hmm. Take them to one of them award shows.
Yes.
That's a goal I have, for sure, yeah.
That's definitely big, like.
Yeah, like, I can see myself, going, like, taking my mom and shit. She's going to be crying.
That is really something to look forward to.
No, yes. Yeah.
So I want to know, what's your support system? Like, do you have a support system, or is it just really all you by yourself?
Nah, hell no. I don't think anybody could do anything by themselves. Like, nobody says, I'm going to be the first one to say, I love my support system, and I'm actually, like, I'm trying to grow it and just mold it. But I have my family, my sisters, my cousin. I have my mom, like, that's big for me. My mom here, she's always in the studio with me anytime I go, or whenever she can be, she's always there.
That's what's
my
up.
You have to sing, so.
Oh, okay. So y'all gonna have a track together soon?
We have one, but I'm waiting for the right time to drop that.
Oh, that's dope. That's really dope. Like, oh my god, that's dope. How does she feel about you being a rapper?
She don't want me to stop. She like, every chance she gets, she tell me, like, you know, just take it slow and
focus on it, right?
Focus, yes, keep practicing.
All right, so how are some ways that you perfect your craft?
I just wanna get closer, bring me closer. well, I write, I try to look up, like, say, I'm like, you know, I hear a word that I've never heard before that I don't know. I'm like, yo, what that, like, what that mean? You know, I try to go search it up real fast. Or if I, you know, I like to watch a lot of YouTube videos too, like, aside from music, like, business-wise, YouTube videos. My cousin, he sends me a lot of real estate stuff.
Okay.
So I just try to learn both business and creative process behind, you know, about music.
Yeah, that's good to know. To know the ins and outs of, like, the business shit, and it's very good to have.
Yeah. I'm learning, though. I don't know everything,
It's a learning process.
Yeah, and I don't strive to know everything because, you know, I always want to be able to learn and, like, and have that wow moment. Like, wow, that's what that is, or that's what that means, or wow. Like, you know?
Right, that makes the process and, like, the opportunity so much better.
Right, like, wow, I could have been doing this all along.
It definitely make you, and it keep you going too. It make you feel like, yeah, it's more to this.
Yes, yes, that's, you perfectly said that.
All right, so when you're in a studio, do you like it to be at night, or do you like daytime, or does it matter to you? Like, what gets you in the mood? Like, what's the best mood for you to really be in your element?
I like it, bro. It could be either night or daytime, but I just like lights real low. I like lights real low anyway. Like, even when I'm home, like, I'll be like, turn off the lights. Like, why y'all need the lights on?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I like them real low, just like, you know, kind of dark.
Real calm, real.
And, yeah, real calm. I like it loud in my headphones. Like, I have to hear it loud, because that's what gives me the energy to say what I'm about to say. Like,
okay, so
I smoke too, so
yeah,
hearing that.
Oh, do we?
I smoke, yeah,
yeah.
Sometimes I just be feeling like, nah, I gotta get high. I gotta be, you know, like, I gotta do something.
Nah, I'm so here for that, cause, like, even with me, like, when I do, like, get high, mm-hmm, I do feel like, for some reason, my creative juices be running. Like, I get so many ideas. It's so creative. It's, like, unstoppable. Like,
for real. And I don't overthink it. Like I said, I'm such an overthinker. Like, when I'm high, I don't overthink as much. I just say it. Like, I don't need to. It just comes. But it's a good meditation for me.
Okay. So do you network? Like, are you networking, like, with, like, engineers and producers?
I wouldn't lie and say I'm networking, because I really like to work with, like, I've worked with a lot of engineers, but it just made me appreciate the one that, you know, knows me best. So I just try to work with him. Shout out to Arcadius. His name's Arcadius.
Okay.
Like, he knows, like, my, like, I think we make good music together. Like, he knows my sound. He knows what I want to sound like. Like, before I even had to tell him anything. So it's just that kind of, yeah, we got that down pat.
Yeah, I got that magic.
But I don't be trying to go. I haven't really been going to any other studios to really network with other engineers and stuff like that. So I think I got to do that more.
Okay, so that's something that you want to work with more people.
I feel like artist-wise, not really engineer and none of that. Yeah, like, I want to do a bunch of collabs. Like, I want to collab with a lot of people.
Like, collabs from, like, Harlem, or, like, anybody collab?
Everywhere.
Females or men?
Atlanta, everybody, like, Saucy Santana, him too, everybody. Like, anybody who's really, you know, doing their thing with this shit.
Okay.
It's hard, so
I can't wait to see you get, like, bigger than what you are right now. Like, I cannot wait. Like, your raps, I just love your music. Imagine you took down that other song, Family.
Oh, yeah. I think I was gonna, you know why? Because at first I was supposed to drop an EP, but
yes,
the guy who I'm kind of in connected with and working with, he was like, we just gonna drop singles and stuff, you know, until I'm ready for that EP, but that's gonna be on the EP, so that'll be posted back up.
Okay, I was just about to ask you, is an EP coming? Like, okay. can't wait.
I'm gonna drop a couple more singles for, you know. Okay. Just to have music out, basically.
Okay, so what made you wanna be, what got you into music?
My mom, Jamaica, like every time I go back there, they like was into a lot like food and music. They like, it's like the culture there. So it's like, every time I went back home, like it would just feel fun. And, you know, it was always music playing. We were always listening to music, going to parties and stuff. But basically that's it.
So you like learning the culture while you over there as well. Like you felt way more connected.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say I felt connected, but at the same time, like, you know, I was learning something about a whole different side of me that I didn't even know.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's so dope. So I know studios are expensive. Like, it's so much money put into the studio. Do you believe, like, it's best to, like, invest all your money into the studio or be very independent and try to do it on your own from, like, your phone, your computer?
Like I said, nobody could really do this by themselves. So I feel like if you have, like, you know, an affordable team, like, as far as an engineer or producer, like, use them. You get what I'm saying? Because it'll help you, and yeah, it'll help your sound as much as you can. You don't have to go to the studio every week, but, you know, whenever you get the chance, take, you know, 4 or 5 hours, go to the studio and just lock in. Like, you know, don't play around, get 3 or 4 songs done. And I think that'll help.
Okay. How is it in the studio? Like, how is the process? Like, you just be there, you write, and then you go in the booth, and then you, sometimes it don't work, like, a lyric didn't work out for you, so you change it, or, like, I don't know, like, how's the studio life?
Oh, man. I like to really come there, like, with a song, at least one, like, already written from before in practice, so if I come up with anything else, you know, and it don't work out, I can at least leave with something, but I go through songs, like, no other, like, if I listen to it for too long, I'm gonna get tired of it and frustrated.
And so when you listen to it too much, do you end up not liking it? Are you very hard on yourself when you hear your, like, your music?
Well, I used to hate my voice, like, but I've grown to, like, you know, start to understand it. But now I get frustrated when I'm like, when it don't just you know, come together the way I wanted to. Like, I'm not saying it the way I wanted to, or I'm not flowing the way I wanted. I hear it in my head, at least. I'll get frustrated.
Okay. And do you, like, you put all your emotion into the song?
I'll be holding it back a little.
You can be holding back. We want to hear the emotion. We want to hear it.
I'll be holding back some. I don't be giving all my emotions. I just be holding back some.
We need it. We need all the emotion. We want to be feeling it like we in the studio with you.
Nah, I'm working on that too. Like, just saying, you know, what I feel. Because sometimes I'll be like, damn, should I say this? Nah, that don't make no sense. Or is that even, like, you know, I'll be like that.
Okay. I saw recently you was making a music video.
Yeah. Well, it was a Instagram promo video.
Okay. How was that? You had, like, the whole camera team and everything out. I'm like, okay.
So, yes. I actually just got connected, you know, through my soon-to-be manager. We're working on a relationship. But
okay.
Through him, he connected me with a guy who's currently starting up a label.
Oh, that's
and, you know, that was our first time meeting, and he had the cameraman and everybody. I had sent him some songs that he asked for, and it was that.
Okay. So you are looking to be managed. Well, you would like to be managed versus being an independent artist?
Only if, you know, I'm able to have input on my own creative direction, like, you know. I want more like a partnership more than anything. Like, I don't really want to be, like, you know, I don't know how to say it, but I want somebody who, like, could bring a partnership to the table. Like, you know, you give ideas, we give ideas, we just bounce off each other. And, you know, we make magic like that.
Yeah, that's the best. Definitely, when it got to be, like, very comfortable. It got to be very, like, an even balance of ideas, right, where you feel like your point is still getting across and you're working on what you want to work on, as well as still being work, like, I want to say manage, I guess. Yeah, manage.
Yeah, I don't know what the word is, but you're on the right track.
Okay. I have, like, a few more questions for you.
Keep them coming. I'm having fun.
That's all, like, that's the point. Like, I feel like when people get into their, like, their field of their choice, some people sometimes lose the sight of having fun. Like, that was my whole thing going into, like, being a fashion designer and even being doing my podcast. Like, I wanted to just have fun. I wanted to make sure whatever I put my hands on, it's fun. It's not, it don't feel like work.
Cause right.
Working is just, it, working don't even sound cool. Like, it's just like, oh, no. It's just a headache.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, you should be able, you have that free will, like, we all have free will, we're born with it, that we could do whatever the fuck we want to do.
Yes.
And can know, and you know what the best part is? People can tell you not to, but they can't make you, like, you know?
Yeah. Because it's your life, it's your music, it's your route.
Right.
So do you be, I know you said you're happy in the studio with you. But do you want them to be, like, hyping you up, or you rather just listen and rock and be calm, or you just, how you like it?
Both. Like, it depends on the song. So if I'm, like, because I try to do a lot of different songs. I coming up, like, you know, practicing writing and stuff, like, I try to be as versatile as I can so I can be ready for anything at any day, given day, you know? Mm-hmm. I might just hear something and it just, but it depends on the song. Like, if it's a lit song, like, and I'm, like, making, like, an anthem, like, I want them to be in the back, like, shaking their ass.
Yeah, shake that ass.
Like, right? So I could be in the room shaking my ass, talking about y'all, y'all shaking your ass. But...
Yeah, I can't wait. You gonna make an anthem? I know you have, I heard some of your music at the cookout, and it was just so dope. Like, even at AJ Party, it was so dope. Like, I was like,
yeah, I think that one's gonna be the anthem.
Yes, that one was lit. Like, when I first heard it, I was like, okay, like, let's get it. Have me ready to bust a 1-2, like.
That's the mood.
So you see, so you just, are you going to, like, just be a rapper, or you want to expand to more things, like, maybe fashion or, like, real estate, like, anything, maybe, like, another lane that you want to branch on into?
Yes, like, I don't even want to settle in just, like, you know, and do it after music. Like, I want to do it while I'm doing music. And I feel like acting, like, that's, I tried it before I started music, and I liked it, but I don't think it was just the right time. But I feel like, you know, I want to discover both worlds, like, acting and rapping, acting and making music, you know? I feel like they two go together.
Yeah. So you're just a real artist, like an artist that's want to have fun with her craft.
Soon. Not yet, but soon. Well, I'm an artist, but...
The acting part.
Yeah.
Okay. And
we'll keep that. Our fingers crossed.
Fingers is crossed. I already see you in any route you want to be in. It's all about having the motive, the having the right intentions, and having dedication. Like, dedication is very key to being in anything you want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be my last question.
That's
okay. And I want to know,
okay,
what's your top five? Who's your top five?
Oh, dead or alive.
Dead or alive. Or you can even do, like, hot right now if you want. It's up to you.
That's a tough question, guys. I just have a lot.
That's the top 10 for you.
Well, me first, one, because it's me. Like, I'm you know, I love myself the most.
Of course.
Nah. And then Eve, I love, oh my God, growing up, like, she was my favorite rapper ever. Like, just her flow and the way she carried herself. Like, I loved Eve. Mary J. Blige.
Yes.
I like to listen to a lot of throwbacks, you know?
I mean, that's when the music was, like, I wouldn't say best, but...
The best.
Yeah, I feel like it had more, like, more flow, more, meaning. It had more meaning to it, I would say. It was very powerful. Yeah. It had a message.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I listen
to... So...
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
No, yeah. But, yeah. That was two or...
That was two.
Three? Nikki, I love Nikki. Nikki is the, she's the mogul, the, you know, the billboard just for my generation.
Right, she's the pink print.
Alone. Yeah, like alone. Like she's the, like in the can't nobody deny it.
Yeah, nobody can deny it.
If you, especially if you rap or if you make music. Like,
yeah.
If you make music, that's three. I don't know. Who else? My mom.
Yes.
And I think that's all I'm going to do. Give. Oh, and Meek. I love Meek. Oh, my God. Why did I forget
him? I was waiting for you to say Meek.
How did I forget him? What? You're making me nervous.
Why? No, Meek is definitely good. Meek is definitely, like, top five. Mm-hmm. He's good. That's good. Well, I can't wait to see your journey. I'm going to be a part of it. I'm going to continue watching you grow. And I wish you nothing but success in your journey.
Likewise. Likewise, friend.
Thank you, Shauna.
You're on to something. And I appreciate you for having me on this podcast.
No, I appreciate you a lot. Like, thank you for joining. Thank you for sharing your journey. And thank you for being here.
Yes, I can't wait to see all the other episodes. Well, hear and listen to all the other episodes.
Hopefully soon I start being more live and having, like, a youthful version of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, thank you, Tashana.
No problem.
Have a great day.
Be good.